The feelings were very happy. They were happy. They were excited. They were scared because they knew that it was not an easy journey, and recovering post-partition was will not be easier. It's a new place now, technically, because now it's called Pakistan. Pehle to it wasn't called Pakistan. It was just India. And they were scared. What next? They were anticipating good and bad. Because they knew that it's a good silver lining, but there were still dark clouds. So also they were scared about the assets they were leaving behind. They were sad leaving their wealth behind. They were sad leaving their havens behind, safe havens behind. Not technically very safe, but at least they were their comfort zones. And then everybody was excited. They were crying with joy, with sadness, both mixed emotions at the same time. Okay, so this is a story told to me by my grandmother. She was married to my grandfather and they were posted in India, Amritsar, before partition. And life before partition was not very easy, especially during the time jab ye baatein ho rahi thi ke partition ho jayegi. She told us that there were lots of massacres or killings being happened. Or they were killing Pakistani Muslim women and children and men, especially their army men, because they knew that they were the strength and they were an asset if they would be divided later in two nations. So she told us that when there was an announcement on the radio, and they told us to wait for the next announcement, and they were already in hopes that the partition would be done. So they had already packed their bags and were waiting for the next announcement. As soon as the announcement was made, my grandfather told my grandmother, who was expecting her first child, and he told her that he just left her at the station and told her to go, and told her that you should go here and there. Jagah bata di thi. My grandmother was from originally from Lahore, so she was like, I'll go back to my ancestral place. Then my grandfather was in police and he told her that I'll come and I'll find you, we just need to be alive first and we need to save our child first as a first priority, and then we'll meet and we'll find each other out, because I'm in police and I'll use my contacts and records wagera to rahe nahi the. So she got on to train with lots and lots of other women and children. That was the Women Express, Ladies Express as they called. And she got on the train praying that her child is not born on her way to Pakistan, because then the only option left was to throw her child out of the train, because other women were doing that as well. Because the hassle and the intensity of the situation left no other option. Also, there was a chance that the child might be found by the Indian troops and the Sikh troops, and they might kill the child, rape the mother, throw them out. So instead of they doing it, they thought it's better that they should do it in front of them, so they have a guarantee that the child is dead. And who should we save? If we get killed, who will save the child? So it's better that we kill the child. So that is what she told us. So according to my grandmother, she came to know about the partition when the announcement on the radio was made that the partition has been successful, and the announcement said that people, Muslims, should move to the west side of the subcontinent, and that is how they came to know. Further, my grandmother told me that during partition, lots and lots of women and children who were caught by the Sikh troops and the Indian troops were killed, raped mercilessly. They had killed and cut their bodies into pieces. There were like pieces of like arms, fingers, especially the women who were wearing jewelry. They had like cut their wrists from their arms because they had bangles on their hands. And then everything was looted. Their houses were looted. They were, but they were not really into saving their wealth. They were just like more focused on The Muslims were more focused on reaching that side, that part of the country where they thought will be safe as soon as they will reach. But foreign to utne ja ke wahan bhi safe nahi hue the. Then my dado was in Amritsar when partition happened and the announcement was made. So her traveling time to Pakistan was very less. So she was like, I was feeling a little safer ke acha main to foreign pahunch jaungi because it's very near. And she was expecting her first child, my Tayabu. And she came back and stayed at her ancestral place. That was in Mazang, Lahore, where she used to live before her marriage and before she had married my grandfather. And that's in Lahore. So she came and she came back to Lahore, and my grandfather came way later, and he came to Sialkot first because that was his ancestral place, and then they sort of found each other because obviously both of them were from, I think, from Pakistan. Yeah. So my grandmother told me that she migrated from Amritsar. Technically, Amritsar was not their hometown. My grandfather was in police and he was posted there. He used to get posted everywhere. And she came across Lahore only because Amritsar border pe aapko pata hai ke when you cross to it's Lahore. And then the decision was, it was not a thought after decision. She said we knew and we wanted this. So she was like, everybody, when the announcement was made, without thinking further, they just left their places. They left everything behind that was not packed and that they had. They just wanted their necessary things. Like the government had made announcements that you should keep your property and wealth wale jo papers hote hain with you because wo uska koi hisab wagaira hoga after the partition. But the rest of the things were left behind. All their like household items, everything was left behind because they did not really care about them. They just wanted to reach to their new place, new safe havens where they knew they will be safe, and that is what they just carried along. And the decision was taken as the last say. The announcement was taken as the last say. They knew they had to do this, so they did. So they did it. They like migrated from India to Pakistan, and the people who were in India, in Pakistan, migrated to India. She traveled with lots and lots of other random women. All were just on the trains. Most of the people lost their loved ones during this process of traveling. They used trains, and lots and lots of people in her area left that place because she was living in a area where there were Muslims only, because that was the only safe option. Otherwise, Indians ke saath to rehne wala halaat hi nahi the, especially during those years jab partition ki baatein chal rahi thi. So Indians had become very aggressive and they felt being betrayed, so badle le rahe the inse with the general public. And nobody from her, because it was only me and it was only my grandmother and my grandfather who were living in India, so nobody my grandfather left behind. My grandfather was left behind, and he did not stay there, but he had to come later, finding his own ways, because police mein the, duties bhi lagi hui thi, to unhone us hisab se bhag ke aana tha. Meri grandmother aa gayi thi. Okay, so my grandmother told me that she had this case where she kept all the important documents because the announcement was made ki aap apni property and wealth ke wo jo documents hote hain, you should keep them with you because after the partition the wealth will be allotted accordingly. And she took a few important and necessary things because she was expecting her first child. And during the journey they were on the trains, people were the women, it was a women and women express, so they were all the ladies and kids. She is like, nobody really knew. People were crying, people were happy, people were praying, people were thanking Lord, thanking Qaid-e-Azam, people were sad. They had left their men behind, they had left their wealth behind. So it was a mixed emotions wali feeling. And she told us a funny incident that there was this one woman who, when the train ne ek jagah stop liya tha, to who had like taken ek patta tod liya tha from a tree, and she like kept it in her mouth, and by the time they reached Pakistan it was still in her mouth. So I don't know why, but she used to tell me the story whenever she narrated the partition incidents, and she used to laugh at this ke dekho hum logon ko kisi cheez ka bhi hosh nahi tha, and usko bhi yaad nahi tha ki that she had kept a leaf in her mouth but popped out of
nowhere.
Lots of diseases, especially the viral diseases, were very common when during the partition. People used to get measles, flus ke bahut versions the, lots and lots of other skin diseases, because Hindu are not very very much into cleanliness. तो जब इनके घरों में आए थे तो जिनको जो घर मिलता जा रहा था वो उसमें जाते जा रहे थे, तो उनमें हिंदुओं की चीज़ें भी थी. देयर रग्स विच दे यूज टू वॉश विद द काओ यूरिन एज देयर वर्जन ऑफ प्योरिटी. तो उससे बहुत सारी चीज़ों से स्किन डिजीज़ एंड वायरल डिजीज़ इन्फेक्शंस, आई इन्फेक्शंस एंड स्किन इन्फेक्शंस, ये वाले डिजीज़ बहुत ज़्यादा उस ज़माने में हर किसी को लग रहे थे. My grandmother used to tell me that she was very scared because she was expecting her first child, so she was praying God that her child is not born on her way to Pakistan, and she was in the train because most of women were having kids in the train during this migration process. But my Tayabu, her first child was born 4 days after partition on 18th August, so she was sort of content. Okay, now she had time to like not settle in a very good way, but at least she had reached her place and it was her home, so she was able and ready to give birth, and she thankfully did not really get any disease or infection at that time. My grandmother was not a working woman. My grandfather was in police. He was also appointed as the head of Baitul Mal after the partition, to Baitul Mal of the area Sialkot or Lahore region. And one funny incident, he told us that he had locked all his important documents and things in a trunk and kept the key to himself, and had let the trunk go in Indus. And by the time he had reached Pakistan, and he was sitting on the banks of Indus one day, that same trunk came to him on the banks of the river. He was surprised at his luck, but he did not open it himself. He's a very honest man. He took it to the Baitul Mal. He told them that he has the key and he has not opened it yet, but the key was not with him at that moment. So he told them that this is inside, and when they opened it, was they were the same things inside. So they also gave him some label and a medal, I think, yeah, for his honesty.